Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What we're doing is we're targeting the worst first, right? That's who we're getting. We're focusing on those targets. We're not targeting people in schools. We're not targeting people in churches. We're targeting people who are the worst. There's a chance they're going to go to some of those places, and this administration has kind of taken some of the handcuffs off of us in a way, right? We're leaving the discretion with our officers, and our officers are trained to make good decisions out there, and we support them, and that's the one thing that we have to realize. These officers now, when we could have arrested somebody at a safe facility, right, a jail or a core lockup with one or two officers, and now we have to go out into the streets. Now most of our teams are at least 10 agents and officers trying to arrest one individual.
So there's Sam Olson. He's an ICE Chicago field office director talking about getting to the worst first, which is how he put it. I heard Tom Homan on another interview. I can't remember who it was with, but he was talking about He was being asked, like, are you going to be going into schools? And he goes, I think it was talking about, it was either MS-13 or Tren de Aragua, the two different types of very vicious gangs that we've heard about that have tried to work their way into our country, push drugs, human trafficking, and all that terrible, terrible stuff. And he goes, a ton of the members of those gangs are between 14 and 17. Should they be safe in schools with your children? And I went, oh. Like, that's kind of sickening to think about, that your youth does not protect you from bad decisions. And if those bad decisions have been so left unchecked for so long, if you're thinking about the presence, why wouldn't they be in schools?
It's also such a stupid question, because the question is based on, will you give us images we can use that will make you look bad? That's
that
what
they
they're
think will make them look bad.
Yeah, that's what they're asking for, and that's what they're waiting for right now. So that's one of the great things about having, we talked about this yesterday with Dr. Phil out there, and the PR press that they're doing, that they're taking cameras, they're embedding people with them to show them what they're actually doing, putting it out there for you to see, because they know that people are just anxiously, the media, the mainstream media, is chomping at the bit, waiting for that one image that they can run with forever and say, this is what you voted for.
The YouTube live chat poll for today on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. If you go to youtube.com/@AnnieFry, you can quickly see that we are broadcasting live there, and you'll also be able to see the poll, which is located in today's live broadcast live chat. We're asking if you approve of Trump's deportation plan as it is being carried out. And, you know, I think somebody said in the comments that, like, oh, this is going to be a super lopsided poll. And I'm curious of our audience, you know, if it's lopsided 70-30, I might be surprised that 30% of our audience doesn't like what they're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also very interested in that capacity of how many people that don't like what they're seeing right now aren't understanding it. Selena Gomez, very upset yesterday about it. I don't think she understands it. Selena Gomez isn't the enemy. She's cursed with a phone and a public profile, and she did something I think she regrets. People need to understand exactly what has developed here, and enough people understood that during the election to vote for what we're seeing right now. And there were people telling you ahead of time, years ahead of time, what this was going to look like when Joe Biden's administration came into office, and This is Jim Carafano from January 25th, 2021.
Well, you know, they're solving a problem, and this is kind of unsolving a problem, right? So we've gotten the border under control. We had tremendous relationships with Central America and Mexico because all these illegal migration flows and the money that those migration flows fuel the cartel, the disruption, everything else, the health issues, they're bad for those countries too. So they were happy to get this under control. Essentially, the Biden team came in and said they're going to policies which are essentially open border policies, and that just created a new stampede for the border. That creates problems for all those countries. They're trying to deal with them, so it angers them. Definitely creates problems for us. What are we going to do when all these people get here? You have the public health concerns. You already have massive unemployment, and you're going to flood the country with more workers when you have massive unemployment. And again, it just amnesty and open border policies just encourage more illegal immigration. And you know, there's no good solution to this other than having a responsible control of your borders. And we saw the benefit of that. And again, it's another policy that is very pleasing to, you know, progressive leftists who somehow are enamored with open border policies. So it's a tick mark for them, but actually on balance, it's bad for all Americans.
Well, and Jim Carafano told us that 4 years ago after the Biden administration did what they did to open these borders up, and now it's time to pay the piper, and the leftists don't like what they're seeing right now either. I know you have very limited time. Jim Carafano back with us on The Annie Fry Show, senior counselor to the president and E.W. Richardson fellow for international engagement at the Heritage Foundation. But Jim, we dug that up. That's one of many conversations we had where you told us exactly what was going to happen, and here we are having to clean up the mess. And Donald Trump is effectively doing it.
Yeah, well, I was going to say that guy sounded really smart.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Yeah, I think there's two dynamics going on here. One is very clearly we see an enormous amount of support for the president's policies, doing exactly what the American voter wanted. The other thing I think we see is the self-emulation of the left. By doubling down on attacking the president as being mean and this is wrong, I think what they are further doing is marginalizing and distancing themselves from the American people. And they are accelerating the movement of this country to a solid right electorate that basically wants policies that just have good common sense.
Yeah. And I mean, the Selena Gomez video, we played it yesterday. I kind of feel sorry for her. I think she's incredibly misinformed. I don't know why people get super sad and then think that they need to show that to the world. But Selena did. She took it down. What do you say to those people right now who, like she was saying, like they're taking the children. They're just people like me. Like they don't realize the worst first, which is the current policy of this administration. There are people who just don't understand exactly what's happening. They've been lied to for a really long time.
Well, I honestly think it's shameless. Anybody who wants to speak out on this issue should look at what's going on with illegal migration and see that that is the single greatest human tragedy. The greatest sufferers of illegal migrations are illegal migrants. I mean, from rape and murder to sexual exploitation to the harm that they subject to, it's completely horrific. And you can't, in all honesty, unless you ignore reality, say somehow that you're sympathetic to this. But the one thing that is absolutely going to happen here is Americans, they see a different America. They don't see this as long as I care. It doesn't matter if people suffer. Americans are focused on common sense outcomes. Make a better world. Make suffering go away. Allow people should have the opportunity to enjoy the fruits of their own labor. Respect the law. Americans want this. And just brushing that aside and saying, no, I care for suffering people and I'm Mother Teresa, that honestly just doesn't cut it anymore.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. Jim Carafano speaking with us. Last question before we let you go. We've seen Tom Homan himself out there with these agencies as they are going specifically surgically into these communities. This would, I would assume, be a first wave. What do you anticipate after they're able to make a huge, huge dent in the active criminals that exist in our country? What's that going to look like to the American voter and taxpayer?
Well, I think it's going to accelerate. I mean, the more people they deport, I think the more The more operations are going to ramp up, the more border security there's going to be, the more cooperation there's going to be from other things. And people say, well, you can't deport 11 million. Well, the reality is the humane thing is honestly for people to self-deport. Because rather than sit around in the grocery store and wait for the ICE agent to come in and grab you, and then you never see your family again, you don't have access to your bank account, you don't have access to your employees, and you're sent to another country, the smart answer is get your affairs in order, and if you're not here legally, and leave the country. And you can't say, well, they can't do this. But you know what? They got here. And it's a lot safer to get on a plane and fly home than it is to risk your life with a human trafficker to come here. So I think a lot of people are going to make the smart decision and self-deport. And I think we've actually already started to see that. And the people who were going to risk their lives and doing really stupid things and trying to come here illegally, I think they're going to make the smart choice and stay home.
Jim Carafano, thank you for always sharing your wisdom with us. We have years of archives of Jim Carafano wisdom, and we like to go back and listen to it. So thanks for continuing to add
thanks,
to it.
Buddy.
Take care. Bye-bye. Jim Carafano is a senior counselor to the president and UW Richardson Fellow for International Engagement at the Heritage Foundation on X at JJ Carafano. It's crazy to go back and listen to some of these conversations we had with Jim Carafano. Actually, I'm going to say it's crazy and it's duh. Like what he was saying 4 years ago after Joe Biden got in office and then did what he said he was going to do. I guess to credit Joe Biden for campaigning and standing on that primary stage and telling people that, you know, shaming Americans for suggesting like, this is America. We want people to come here, come, and welcoming them in when he becomes a president and undoes all of Donald Trump's border policies. It's not shocking, but it is painful, which in the converse is what people on the left are feeling right now. But at what cost?
It was just surprising because Jim Carafano so early said this is going to be a major issue because we didn't know how it would be an issue. We knew that Joe Biden ran on President Trump has really messed up on this border thing. He's a xenophobe.
Well, the border wall was racist.
Yes.
Like the existence of a barrier, you know, like the one that exists around the White House that he would live in or the estates that Joe Biden has, that is a racist behavior to keep people out.
But we didn't know that he was going to make the border non-existent. And it was immediate. Jim Carafano starts quoting numbers. He goes, well, if this stays this way at this number for this amount of months, then you're going to have X amount of millions of extra people in here who are here illegally. And we were just like, oh, that is that even a possibility?
I mean, you can say you are. I feel like what Joe Biden did was worst case scenario of what voters should have expected when they elected him. I don't think it was off the table. I think Jim Carafano was the one person who I heard regularly and very confidently saying it is going to be this bad.
Yeah.
I mean, I think if you were looking at what Donald Trump was doing, and I mean, the thing that really, really chafes me about all of this is the hypocrisy of how the Democrat-controlled areas in our country, states under COVID, federally under Joe Biden, but then that rescinded a little bit earlier than like J.B. Pritzker did to his subjects in the state of Illinois, how restrictive they were, how controlling and regulating they were to your life because of COVID, but not the border. You want to make people carry cards to say what sort of vaccinations that they've had in order to enter different places, but you don't want to have people show an identification to go vote in this country to just prove that you're a citizen, that you're qualified to vote. And then your explanation on that is that it's racist to ask black people to get licenses. How patronizingly racist is that statement? Who's that guy I always ask you? You always know the guy in New York City who went around and was asking people about... He was going up to black people.
Ami Horowitz.
Ami Horowitz, yes. That there, if you haven't seen it, go find it on the internet. It is hilarious, but also really, really sad. Because Ami Horowitz is going up to black people. I think it's in New York City and being like, what do you think about showing an ID to vote? And they're like, I could see how that would make sense. And he's like, well, you're black. Do you have an ID? And they're like, yeah, I have an ID. like, why wouldn't I? And he goes, if you didn't have an ID, would you know where to get it? And then this dude gives the address to the DMV.
Yeah.
The address, the street address to the DMV. And people are Ami is like, you know, there are some people who are saying we shouldn't have voter ID because it might be difficult for black people to attain licenses. And a lot of times they don't say anything. They just like step back and look at them like, what did you just say to me?
Yeah.
And it's like, I know. That's racist. We have to show our vaccination cards. You had to submit a vaccination card to go to a sporting event. Whether it was real or not, they just went and did the song and dance so that you could get in and they could say they did their due diligence. We had to do that during COVID, but we don't have to show ID to vote. You don't have to have any sort of trail, paper trail, place to go or anything when you come into this country. They reconfigured all of the different rules and regulations so that you could come openly into the country through a port of entry and still just get shuffled to the front. The idea of border control for the Biden administration was to streamline the process of getting people into the country, not to stop people from getting into the country. And it got so out of control that Kamala Harris, of all people, was campaigning for president about building the wall. That's how bad it got. And now Donald Trump has to clean up the nasty, ugly mess that was created by the Biden administration, breaking up families. I see people sharing things in my own personal social media, and it makes me sad that people are experiencing this on a close level, that they have friends and family who are living in fear. I'm very sad that the Joe Biden administration lied to you. It breaks my heart, and I hope that they shovel all of that anger and frustration where it matters. They won't. But we have to have our eyes wide open as to what is really taking place here. And when you're watching ICE go into these places and rip out the riffraff, the losers that have been sent here that have committed heavy crimes, we're talking about rape of underage children. I mean, like, these are the grossest of the gross people. I said this yesterday on the show. Take our bad people and ship them to the countries where they freely sent us their bad guys. Send our bad people to all of these countries. And last night, Donald Trump was saying, like, I'm thinking about deporting our criminals.
He's listening.
I know. It's like totally it. Yeah.
You know what else is really disgusting before we move on? Is the Biden administration.
Set it up good because we have Fred Bottomer.
Whoever. Yeah, Fred's going to be
of
in.
Fame.
Palate cleanser. When the Biden administration was doing this, whoever was actually pulling the strings, whoever that was, they knew that allowing this amount of people in, they knew, oh, this is going to be hard for somebody to undo. You know why? Because it'll be bad imagery. They were banking on
just
you
politics.
Listening yeah. right now, if you're a Democrat, getting online and complaining that it looks bad. They're playing you ahead of mm-hmm. time, and they did this knowing you'd do that.
Sure, because when you say, like, you're okay, you see a problem, you're trying to solve it, and to you and to me, it looks absolutely outrageous. Like, what problem is this solving? They're not trying to solve the problem that you and I see. They know it exists, but they, again, have created a whole brand new problem that they are offering the solution to. And the problem is Republicans. And their answer is always more Democrats. And the American people saw through it in November of 2024. Thank the Lord Almighty that we are on this side of that election and that we are watching the extraction of the worst people who have found their way into our country because Joe Biden invited them. Full stop. All right, Fred, are you ready for this?
Callet Plenzer.
Is that on his Hall of Fame trophies?
It's on his shirt.
Have you ever seen the Fred Bottomer wall of trophies and awards?
Oh my gosh, no. Where's this?
It's going to go in your office.
Oh, I was afraid of that.
No. Fred Bottomer, of course, the producer for the Mark Reardon Show. Wonderful, wonderful co-worker of ours, but also fellow Lutheran. And we are this week working towards our goal of a $15,000 mark to raise funds to establish a Lutheran education scholarship. This will provide annually, I believe, if we get to the 15 mark, two scholarships a year for kids in the area to be able to attend Lutheran schools. It is an honor to be a part of this, and we are working very hard to reach that $15,000 mark. Initially, I think they told us that our goal was going to be $5,000. And when I'm looking right now, we are just over $4,000 raised on the week. So $15,000, that's way out there. But I want to make sure that we push our way through this week and do everything we can. If you've got $25 to spare, $50 to spare, it will go to help a kid accessed a Lutheran education here in our area, and I would love for you to be a part of it. We're going to talk to Fred Bottomer about Lutheran education, our fellow Lutheranism, probably some other things that matter as well, next on The Annie Fry Show. Don't go away.